All right, our current events update. Cleveland is dropping their name Indians after 105 years. Amen.
What are they going to be?
It may seem little to those of you who aren't sports fans, but this is Orwell taking over our country. Not George Orwell, but the Orwellian newspeak doctrine of the liberals. They can call them the Indian Caucasians or Indian rednecks. I wouldn't be offended one bit. But here's my suggestion for the new Cleveland Indians name, the Cleveland Schmucks.
Yeah.
And there's the new, they got rid of, what was his name? Wahoo.
Chief Wahoo.
Now we got President Yoo-hoo.
Yeah.
Yes.
So her grandpa lived to be almost 103, and he was an Indians fan his whole life.
Practically from the beginning.
Yeah. So.
Well, I'm glad he's not here.
Yes, he didn't live to see this. Amen.
Too.
Yeah.
You know, I'm glad he's not here. But
that's the world we live in. And in other news, Beth Moore urges Christians to reject Trumpism. Christian nationalism is not of God. That's what she said. That's my best Beth Moore imitation. Now, it is true, we always should admit the fact that Trump was not perfect. He struck out in three big ways. Number one is Israel, land for peace deals. And I'm just referring to his first term. I'm not even saying he's not going to get a second term. And if he doesn't get it now, he'll get it in 2024. If they fix the voting system, he'll win. It's all fraud, and our elections are a joke. And when people say, questioning our elections is bad for our democracy, shut up, you're stupid.
Amen.
What is bad for our democracy is cheating.
Amen.
And letting them get by with it.
Amen.
Anyway, number one strike was the land for peace. God does not want Israel giving up their land for peace. And Jared Kushner, in the name of the Trump administration, has been doing that. Number two, my criticism from the very beginning is Trump made some very bad cabinet choices. He surrounded himself with neocons, rhinos, and other assorted idiots. And that's a failure. And number three, this whole vaccine scam. And he's so competitive that he wants to be able to brag about beating Biden to it. But you can, free country, get your jab if you want to. But I'll tell you what, a lot of these people you're seeing on TV getting that vaccine, it's fake. They're not even getting it. Even the ones, there's some where there's no needle. There's some where there's a needle, but the syringe plunger is already down. And all they do is wiggle their thumb. They don't actually put anything in. And then there are others that I believe have something like vitamin B in them. And they're not even giving you a vaccine. That's because people are suckers, and it's all propaganda. It's to make you think we're all excited about getting this. But let me tell you, they're telling people under 18, and they say if you have severe allergies, not to get the vaccine. Well, listen, if you have any allergies, what makes an allergy severe is the reaction.
Right.
So there's no such thing as severe allergies. There's severe reactions. So if you have allergies, there were two people in UK almost died. They was of asphyxiation. And there's a, I have a video on our YouTube channel of a nurse passing out after getting the vaccine.
It might make women sterile.
Yeah.
There's a possibility.
And we know that a lot of the vaccines they've used in the past have done exactly that. And Bill Gates is on video bragging about it. So, with that said, Beth Moore is stupid.
Amen.
And here's why, I'll tell you why. Trump was still the best friend to Christians in the presidency in my lifetime.
Amen.
There's been no president, including Ronald Reagan, that was as good for Christians as Donald Trump. And if you say otherwise, you're a liar.
Amen.
It is a fact. It's not an opinion. It is a fact. Now, here's seven home runs by Trump. Number one, he wasn't Hillary Clinton. Right there, he won. Number two, he put the Israel embassy in Jerusalem.
Amen.
Bush Sr., Bill Clinton, Bush Jr., Obama were liars. They all ran for the presidency telling you they were going to do that. Trump said the same thing and did it.
Amen.
Number three, Supreme Court appointees. Three, at least somewhat conservative. Compare these three, even if they fail you from time to time, compare them to what Hillary would have put on there.
Yeah. Amen.
Our country would be a totally different world already. Yeah, they would all be like Ginsburg. That's right. They would all be female and probably be a bunch of lesbians, just like Hillary. But number four, energy independence.
Very important.
If you don't understand, you need to do some research and understand how important that is. The reason American boys have been dying overseas isn't because of airplanes running into buildings. It's all about the oil. And our energy independence under Trump assured that as long as we had someone like him in office, our boys won't be dying in wars that they shouldn't be fighting.
Amen.
And, well, you're going to get it. America, how many of you remember, that's what independence, that's what it means. Now, how many of you remember when Obama was running against Bush out here in Worthington, all the lying libtards were out there with anti-war signs? Then Obama got elected and kept the wars going, but they disappeared. And then Trump got elected, no wars, and yet all the lying libtards did not give him any credit due for ending the endless wars.
That's right.
And the only reason we have a few thousand troops still over there is because of the Democrats and rhinos.
That's right.
Amen. Number five, fifth home run was religious freedom protection. And you don't understand the protections he put in to protect you, your biblical convictions, not getting you fired, not getting you fined for hate crimes, not getting you put in prison, not closing your businesses down. If Hillary had been elected, that would already be happening, because it was already happening, and Trump reversed a lot of that. Number six, parental rights and education. The liberal agenda says your children do not belong to you. And they want to control your child from the cradle to the grave. And Trump has put in, and a lot of this Trump signed into law thanks to some of the things passed when the Republicans passed bills when they had control of the House. But as soon as Nancy Pelosi and the libtards took over the Congress, it went back to Satanism in the House. And the Senate, thankfully, was able to stop a lot of that. And if Georgia goes for the liberals, this country's in trouble.
Yeah.
And number seven, pervasive reprieve. Again, going kind of, it's a repeat of number one to an extent. But he was able to keep the agenda of the liberals stalled. What we just said, we saw Beth Moore telling everybody to reject Trumpism, as she's calling it. Well, she's a heretic.
Amen.
Not just because of what she says about Trump. But heretics are increasingly leading Christians to the slaughter. Mm-hmm. If you remember, Isaiah said, "As for my people, children are their oppressors and women rule over them." Mm-hmm. A woman is not supposed to rule over you.
Amen.
And if you don't like that, you've been infected with feminazism.
That's right.
There's nothing... It's not putting any woman in this place, in a lower place, by saying you're not to rule over everybody. It just like saying the man can't have babies. Well, how dare you? So what do the libtards do? They have people, men, claiming to be women and pretending to be pregnant. And if you say otherwise, you can be fined in places like New York. It's crazy. It's insane. It's also antichrist. It's all about making white, black, bitter, sweet, truth into error.
Yeah.
Flipping perversion, flipping everything on its head. Beth Moore, again, urges Christians to reject Trumpism.
Christian nationalism is not of God.
Well, here's another headline. Pastor Greg urges Christians to reject Beth Moore.
Amen.
Women preachers are not of God. There you go.
Amen.
Beth, And I hope somebody who knows her relays that to her, but I know it won't happen. But that's the truth. And look at what 1 Timothy 2:12 says. But I suffer not a woman to teach, nor to usurp authority over the man, but to be in silence. That doesn't mean a woman can't talk. It's talking about positions of leadership, standing over a congregation, not just in a pulpit, but as an authoritative leader and teaching. If you don't like that, take it up with God.
Amen.
It's there for a reason.
Amen.
And we're seeing the reason. You turn on Christian TV today, about 2/3 of the ministries are a bunch of women heretics. And they're leading Joyce Meyer, Mary Key, and her daughter. All of them heretics. And the dumb suckers just sit there and say, You know why? What's wrong with what they're doing? They ought to have a Bible open and testing everything they're saying. And if they did that, they'd turn them off. But they don't.
Amen.
Now, not all women are as clueless as Beth Moore. And when I say this, I'll say it again. What I'm about to say is a matter of truth. But we've been conditioned in this country to always apologize for saying things that are true. But I won't do it.
Amen.
I won't. First of all, most women are stupid.
Amen.
Amen. I'm not going to say another word until the women in this room say amen.
I said, yeah.
I didn't point the finger at you. See, why is everybody so touchy? I didn't say you didn't say it, and I said most women are stupid. That doesn't mean I said you're stupid. Are you most women? Are you most women? You're not most women. So most women, why do I say that? For the same reason I say most men are stupid. But I shouldn't have to say that every time. But we've been conditioned. You never say anything bad about a woman.
Amen.
Believe the women every time they accuse a man of raping them. Women lie.
Yep.
So when you say somebody raped you, you better be able to prove it or you should go to jail.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen. False accusations should land you in jail.
That's right.
But if you did get raped and there's proof, I want that guy to fry.
Amen.
But not if he's not guilty. And if you can't prove it, sorry. But that's the law. You ought to be able to prove it. And if you can't, that's one thing. And not all women are as clueless as Beth Moore. Here's one named Jessica. Woodleaf is what I think her last name is. She responded to Beth. She said, quote, Trump has been the most pro-life, pro-religious freedom, pro-Israel president in modern history. Stop listening to the media and actually take a look at his policies and decide for yourself if they conflict or align with Christian values.
That's right.
Amen.
Yeah.
But that's what Christians are stupid these days. Most Christians are stupid. I'm a Christian. And I'm going to still tell you the truth that most Christians are ignorant and stupid.
Amen.
So what do? You check out anything anybody says, and if it's true, it's true. And if it's not, it's not. And if Donald Trump is doing something wrong, tell him. But when he's doing something right, credit him and thank him.
Amen.
And I'll guarantee you, you'll spend most of your time thanking him. That's our point. And Beth is about as ignorant as a guy named John Piper.
Amen.
You remember this headline? John Piper extols himself and lifts himself up as superior, explaining why he isn't voting for Trump or Biden.
Wow.
Why? Because John Piper's stupid.
Yes.
John Piper hasn't got the sense God gave a typical dog.
Amen.
You don't like something somebody says. Does that mean if you need your plumbing done, you're not going to call them in to do your plumbing? No, he's a hypocrite. I'll guarantee you John Piper has people on his own staff that live lives worse than Donald Trump. Hypocrite. And it's people like him who helped Joe Biden cheat and steal and win the election. We quoted Isaiah 3:12. It ends with this, the second part of the verse. Oh, my people, they which lead thee cause thee to err and destroy the way of thy paths. the majority of teachers on TV and the big ministries, as you call them, the mass majority of those are heretics. And they are leading Christianity astray.
Yeah, that's right.
That's what's happening. But you don't have to err. You don't have to. But you do have to turn off the false teachers. If you won't turn off the false teachers, you will continue to err.